The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
As the world spirals down the drain of conflict and turmoil, at least we always have the comfort of music to buoy us. It gives voice to those who have been wrongly silenced. It offers love and communion in the face of violence. It brings joy and vibrancy to our neighborhoods. I mean, it does, doesn't it? October 1st, France once again led the planet in song, celebrating World Music Day, or Fête de la Musique, a day intended to promote amateur and professional music by encouraging players to take to the streets. There are only two caveats. No one gets paid to play, and businesses can't open their doors and broadcast music out onto the sidewalks because of noise bylaws. Otherwise, the atmosphere is totally celebratory, especially for the musicians who have to find some other way to pay for dinner that evening. But at least music is non-violent. I mean, nobody gets hurt, right? Also October 1st, 47-year-old Florida man Michael Dunn was found guilty of murder after an incident at a Jacksonville gas station. 17-year-old Jordan Davis and his buddies were blasting thug rap out of an SUV. When Dunn told them to turn it down and they wouldn't, he went back to his car, pulled a 9mm from his glove box and fired 10 shots into the SUV, eventually killing Davis, who got struck 3 times. But at least the business of music is still alive, right? I mean, it's seen better days, but reminders of that golden era are reappearing, like the huge resurgence of interest in vinyl. Now, that's a good thing, isn't it? According to Matt Early, who runs Gotta Groove Records in Cleveland, the business of vinyl has pressing concerns, pun totally intended. Most of his equipment is at least 40 years old. As he puts it, "My biggest worry is what is going to break when, not if it will break, everything breaks. The old presses will run if you change the parts, but now that stacks of wax are cool again, record plants are burning through their machines twice as fast." Vinyl sales in the States have increased 517% since 2007, so that at least seems to be truly something to celebrate. It's not going to fix the world, but that's for the people making the big bucks, not musicians. My name's Gal Code. Our first stop takes us to Moravia in the Eastern Czech Republic along the spine of the Carpathian Mountains. 100 years ago, a biologist transcribed a raft of folk tunes from the area, and today his granddaughter, Julia Ulela, and New York experimental guitarist Aram Bajakian give new life to these rare gems with their debut, Delava, mastered in Vancouver, coincidentally. Here's a pre-Halloween scare called Horihuka, The Mountains Are Moaning, from World Beat Canada Radio.
Тебе фальшника знать. of city lights. But you're far away at sea of all the satellites. And I run away. What am I gonna do with you if you go back? You're a runaway. What am I gonna do with you if you go back? And when the harbor master tries to switch off the light.
Spent a lot of time at the intersection between popular and world music is Damon Albarn from Gorillaz. And that's him singing on Tony Allen's new album. Tony Allen, of course, the man who put the beat in Afrobeat. Great drummer. His new album is called Film of Life. That track is Go Back. And before that, Craziness from Dalava and Jorge Huto from World Beat Canada Radio. This is Tambura Rasa, who blew us away last week with their rendition of Shine On You Crazy Diamond from the same new album, Eribada. This is our debut of En La Vida on World Beat Canada Radio.
La fiesta, en la vida, lo que es la familia, en la vida.
the beat in your own backyard.
Beat, check out the vibe
of World Beat Live.
And congratulations again to our ticket winners who will be joining Tambura Rasa at the Academy Duello, the Sword Fighting Academy, for the CD release of Eri Bada. That was Miguelito Valdez helping out on horn there. The extraordinary and two-time winner of the National Fingerstyle Guitar Championship, Don Ross, continues to move and excite new fans and artists around the globe. See him in the intimate and acoustically warm St. James Hall, a Rogue Folk presentation. That's on October 16th. Performance Works, Waterfront Theatre, and the Cinematheque will host a variety of unique cultural activities as part of the Vancouver Cuban Music Festival, including four evening concerts, movie screenings, dance workshops, a matinee jazz concert, a jam session, and a special show for kids and families. The festival's lineup is headed by Orquestra Azúcar Negra, reigning as one of Cuba's most popular bands for the past 15 years. Boban and Marko Markovic Orchestra are the reigning Balkan brass band. Their music, performed by a 13-piece strong orchestra, is wholly defined by their own gypsy lineage, while giving a knowing nod toward other musical and cultural backgrounds. See them at the Vogue Theater on October 18th, a Caravan World Rhythms presentation. And Les Finnegan hosts the 16th annual West Coast Guitar Night on Saturday, October 18th, 8 p.m. at the Vancouver East Cultural Center. For more information, check out his website, lesfinnegan.com. There'll be some great pickers and pluckers there. Tanya Tagak has won the Polaris Music Prize Overall Award and a nice healthy grant, and that never hurts. She is an Inuk throat singer, and her latest album opener, Caribou, is straight ahead.
music mix of the traditional and the unpredictable.
This is World Beat Canada.
¿Qué es ese animal? ¿Es un Kurtek?
When you take Balkan brass down to Old Havana, you end up with Jaro Milko and the Cue Balkanics. That was El Topo. Before that, Tanya Tagak. And from her new album, it's called Animism, and as I mentioned, is the Polaris Prize winner, which is a big deal up here in Canada. Time for your touch of the familiar, and it comes to us from Argentina, from Los Fabulosos Cadillacs. It's their first new album in 7 years, and it includes a tribute to an old friend long past, Joe Strummer. Should I Stay or Should I Go? On World Beat Canada Radio.
Don't need to go. I can grab the phone, really want to poke the ball. Or the music now, we'll play them drums. rise while the girls are screaming up like mine. My name is Bushy, I'm a king of swing. Play your music, it's a legal sing. But with that rhythm, I don't want to be born to say, rap my music, night and day. Rock them night and day. And Lucy, hear me say, kick in the corn, so the corn can't grow. Mama, hey, when kick in the corn, so the corn can't grow. Hey, when kick in the corn, so the corn can't grow. Mama, hey, when kick in the corn, so the corn can't grow. Hey, when kick in the corn.
An old guitar with one string can take you further than anyone might have believed. That is Brushy One String from Jamaica with the Buffalo Billies and Chicken in the Corn. Los Fabulosos Cadillacs before that, Should I Stay or Should I Go, a Clash classic. And we have another great half hour of the best music in the world still ahead on this hour of World Beat Canada Radio. My name's Cal Cook.
Thank you.
where the edge of the world becomes the center of attention. You've discovered World Beat Canada.
A lots of signs, signs and more signs. You gotta make up your mind, your mind, your mind. Life is one big road with a lots of signs, signs and more signs. You gotta make up your mind. Life is one big road, road. With a lot of signs, signs and more signs. You gotta make up your mind to face reality all the time. No, many a sorrow, many a joy. Never you try to take life for a toy. Some doing good and some doing bad, but these type of bad doing's driving me mad. But when the sun shines today, I go on my knees and I pray. I say, Lord, let me have joy. I say, Lord, let me have joy. Never let me have no sorrows. I said, Lord, let me have joy. Never let me have no sorrows. Oh, no, 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 no.
And Shreve, the title track from their album, Signs. Before that, Les Barons, three French producers in London who draw on Brazilian French and a lot of Afrobeat in that track. It's called Lagos Sound System. This is Sozinho Banda from the great Wired for Sound Mozambique compilation album and Takuna Delany on World Beat Canada Radio. what a great story. It's hard to believe that tracks like that were actually recorded in the middle of nowhere in eastern Mozambique with through a portable system and then brought back to South Africa and mixed and mastered. Wonderful job. Takuna Dolani from Sozino Banda, all from the Wired for Sound Mozambique compilation album. More of the best music is still ahead. Next, to Japan for a taste of old world and a great piece of pop called Beating.
When you're lost.
Copacabana tem, Biriba noite tem, e quando a lua vem.
definitely loungy. That's why Putumayo included it on their collection called Brazilian Lounge. That is Marcela and Os Grios. And before that, we heard from a Japanese artist. His name is Sohei Numata. He's a resident of Tokyo, and he just puts together really, really pretty pop music. And that was Beating. Lost Bayou Ramblers have us covered on The Way Out with a great track from Mammoth Waltz. It's called Carolina Blues. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcapyra Communications. My name is Cal Cote. Celt in a Twist is our sister broadcast hosted by Patricia Fraser. Same great contemporary global sounds, only this time with a distinctly Celtic flavor. You can find both. Start at the homepage, worldbeatcanada.com, or subscribe for free at the iTunes store. Look up Celt in a Twist or World Beat Canada Radio. You can check out our blog for playlists and links to all the artists at calcopyrite.com. And you can find us at a great cloud resource, which is called Mixcloud. Our last word goes to Barbara Ward, an English economist, journalist, and educator who said, "The modern world is not given to uncritical admiration. It expects its idols to have feet of clay, and can be reasonably sure that the press and camera will report their exact dimensions."
This is Louis Michaud, Lost Bayou Ramblers, and you're listening to World Beat Canada Radio.